Chairwoman Price and other distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marijuana Implementation. My name is Thomas Milliken. I'm a father, grandfather, and resident of Manchester who collected signatures and voted in favor of legalization for recreational use of marijuana for adults for a multitude of good reasons, not the least of which is that marijuana prohibition has failed. Bills to legalize marijuana were introduced in the legislature two or three times before, but the opposition and obstructionist voices were heard over the voices of the majority. The people have spoken, and sensible regulation based on scientific fact is the best way forward. The legalization referendum statute is comprehensive, thoughtful, and for the most part well written. You should honor the will of the people, and the bill should remain intact as far as possible. That said, I would offer the following random ideas as input for your consideration into the final crafting of the law. Leave the individual's right to grow and consume as proposed alone. This was the underlying basis for legalization. The sale of marijuana should be in standalone state-licensed facilities. No concomitant sales of alcohol and tobacco. Mixing marijuana, alcohol with marijuana is dangerous and will create a lot of liability. The state should not be sponsoring this kind of behavior. No retail business with a liquor license should be given a marijuana retail license. There should be no limit on the number of licenses issued or the size of the grow canopies. Let the free market determine who's in and who's out of business. However, the licenses should benefit only Maine residents and corporations incorporated in the state of Maine. Furthermore, the licenses should only be issued to individuals who have been residents of the state of Maine continuously for at least 5 years, or corporations who have been incorporated in Maine for at least 5 consecutive years and who must have at least 80% of their shareholders be residents of the state of Maine. The licenses fees should be reasonable and low to foster equal opportunity to Maine residents who may want to try to better themselves. There should be warning labels put on the packaging stating that marijuana magnifies and exponentially compounds the effects of alcohol and should not be combined. Packaging of edibles should give amounts of THC in each individual product and also warn of the delayed effect of consumption. Sales of marijuana should not be allowed to anyone who has been drinking. Conversely, sales of alcohol should not be allowed to anyone who is under the influence of THC. Individual owners and corporations of agencies licensed to sell marijuana, as well as agency employees who sell to a minor, should have severe consequences, lose their license, and get significant minimum fines and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of volunteer employment. Supervised underage volunteers could be used to assist enforcement in ferreting out noncompliance.
Mr. Milliken, we're going to need you to wrap up.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, well.
I'll stop. I have written testimony
here.
You
can summarize.
But what I would just say is try to minimize the cost to taxpayers of implementation, regulation, and enforcement.
Thank you so much. Were there any questions for Mr. Milliken? No? Oh, Ms. Representative.
I just say thank you very much for all these points, and I think everybody will definitely be reading anything that gets turned into us. So, I mean, even if you can't read all the testimony, it'll get looked at and
thank
considered.
You.